This is an Ava Lee audio performance based on a script by Empty Empath, titled The Night Visitor. Please be aware that this is a work of erotic fiction and that it might be triggering. You're listening to the light version of the script, which nevertheless includes dubious consent. I know it's wrong. And I had not intended to flirt with you. It ends up being too easy for me to say just the right thing to get that knowing grin from you. I know. I'm being a tease, trying to see what reactions I can get from you. It brings out a girlish joy that I hadn't been allowing myself until now. I'm lost in that feeling for a while, any conversation around me fading into a comforting din. Everything but you is fuzzy in my periphery. I excuse myself, perhaps a little earlier than I might have ordinarily done, but I'm ready to be alone, to sort through my feelings without distraction. I know that I should not have been behaving that way tonight. And I need to figure out what to do. I can't, however, resist stealing a glance back at you as I disappear up the stairs. I undress, casting off whatever stress from the rest of the day still lingered, and wiggle into a comfortable nightshirt. Laying on the bed, I think of you, intending to talk myself out of feeling the way I do, though really just basking in the delight of our evening together. The edges of sleep creep in on the tails on my euphoria. I'm almost aware of the soft click of the door opening and closing, but not quite conscious of it. But then, you say my name. Something inside me breaks a little. My heart rate spikes, and I will myself to relax. I wonder if you notice. I swallow hard. Deciding if I should move. I don't decide or move. I'm frozen. I force myself to take a breath, and then another. Finally, I roll over onto my stomach to hopefully hide any evidence that I'm alert. I spread my legs, unconsciously, or maybe intentionally. I can't be sure. You nudge me slightly. I do not react. The sheets shift and I realize there's just cool air on my lower half. My nightshirt must have ridden up as I shifted in bed. Oh, your hand is on me now. Moving slowly up my leg. I should say no. I should tell you to stop. Why am I not? Perhaps I'm just stunned. I never would have expected this from you. I could be held in place by my desire, even though I'm doing my best to not acknowledge it. Maybe more than either of those things, I'm curious to see what you will do, how far you will go. Oh, your hand reaches my inner thigh, and I can't suppress a shudder. I'm frightened, fear of the unknown putting me in a state of panic, but also anticipation. Oh, the bed shifts with your weight on it. This is it, I tell myself. It's time to stop him. Oh, but then your hands roughly knead my thighs and butt. It silences me, my mouth agape with the unspoken words. Oh, I've been too distracted to realize how aroused I am until I feel your finger scooping up my wetness. It surprises me, and I squirm slightly. Your mouth smacks quietly, and before I register what's happening, your tongue is warm and wet on my pussy. Oh, it's too much, too fast for me to hide my reaction, and I tremble and muffle a moan as best as I can. Oh, I should not encourage you. I should not want this. You push a finger inside me. And without conscious thought, I clench around it. Oh, there's no doubt that my body is ready for you. But am I ready? Is there a difference? I hear you move around behind me, getting yourself into position. Oh, fuck. Your cock is pressing up against me, but you're waiting. Oh, the anticipation is agonizing. I should move away. Stop this before we cross that last line. I can take it no longer, and I shift, lining myself up with you. In an impulsive act, oh, I have invited you inside. Oh, you push yourself slowly inside me, the sensation overwhelming me. Oh, I don't even bother to hold back my moan. I'm completely lost in the moment. Oh, I grab the sheet to try to ground myself. Oh, you must have noticed, because I feel your hand on mine. But you don't acknowledge it. To my relief, oh, I'm not ready to face you or the reality of what is happening. Oh, you push your body against me. The closeness, both comforting and smothering. Your other hand clutches at my breast. Triggering goosebumps. Oh, the sound of you growling in my ear makes me come completely undone. Oh, only your voice and the word mine are present in my mind. No other rational thought is able to break through. Oh, I'm almost aware of kisses and bites. But all the sensations are too much to isolate any particular one. I'm lost in it all, and I can't be sure if I'm moaning or not until you cover my mouth and nose. It startles me. I try to pull your hand away. I can't. A moment of fear hits me as I realize that I no longer have any choice in what's happening. I told myself before that I could make it stop if I wanted to. But now, I'm utterly under your control. It's terrifying and exhilarating. Oh, there's nowhere to go but forward, and I continue to meet your thrusts. Oh, part of me desperately needs this. The pain from the force of your thrusts, mingling with desperation and pleasure. Oh, I'm barely aware of what I'm doing. When I reach climax, you collapse on top of me, having reached your own orgasm. Ah, oh, as I ride out my last waves of pleasure. Oh, after what feels like forever, you move your hand, allowing me to breathe. But your weight on me makes it a struggle to fill my lungs. My emotional intensity continues to suffocate me. After a few moments and gulps of air, my head finally starts to clear. What have we done? You pull out almost a tickle, in stark contrast to the force you were just using. The warm cum leaking from me keeps me from denying what has happened. I bite my lip to keep from whimpering over emptiness inside me. Oh, you lean over and whisper in my ear. Your words pierce me and I break completely. Oh, somehow you have seen deep inside me, saying exactly what I need to hear. You get up, putting yourself back together, and head toward the door. I turn my head and look at you over my shoulder as you leave. A bundle of conflicting emotions keeps me from saying anything. I'm in shock, yet euphoric, both shamed and in love. But you leave me, the door closing quietly behind you, leaving me longing and alone.